Hi, this is Jeff with the SBCA podcast. If you'd like to be a guest on our podcast or would like more information about the podcast, please contact us at sbcapod@gmail.com. That's sbcapod@gmail.com. Let's get to the show. SBCA podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and I'm so glad that you're here with us today. This podcast is for you. Camp directors, camp managers, camp volunteers, whoever you are, this podcast is designed to give you the information to make you successful to help your camp grow to its fullest potential. Content, connections, and camps. That's what we're doing here, and we hope you enjoy. Let's get on with the show. Welcome back to the SBCA podcast. And I say back because it's been quite a long time since we did the last podcast episode. And I appreciate all of you. I appreciate the encouragement that I received at our SBCA conference this past February. Man, what a great time we had there. We're looking forward to Piney Woods in 2024. I hope you guys go ahead and put that on your calendar. They're going to be opening up registration in the fall for that. But we are glad to be back here on the podcast. And it's something like the SBCA that we're going to be talking about today. I had an opportunity to sit down and talk with somebody who I have grown to respect over the course of the last 2 years, Cami Hauser, who is the chairperson for C12. You'll hear a little bit more about Cami in the interview. But I wanted to say and encourage you, if you're listening to this podcast, share it with people that you know need to be a part of something bigger than themselves. You know, the SBCA is that something bigger. We gather together as like-minded camps and conference centers to accomplish one purpose and one goal, and that's sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. So please be an encouragement to somebody through this. Reach out to me if you guys have an inclination or there's something you would like to hear on the SBCA podcast. This podcast, again, is for you, and we want to make sure that you're enjoying it and getting the information that you need. Enough of me talking. Let's get on to the podcast. Hey, and welcome back to the SBCA podcast. I am so glad to be sitting here with Cami Hauser. Cami is the C12 chair of the Lake County Central Florida C12 group. Cami, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Jeff. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, C12, for many of you who may not know, is a Christian business leaders, business owners organization, and it is a great thing to be a part of, to get kind of a perspective. And that's a little bit of what we're going to talk about today. Cami has been a part of training and coaching through financial institutions, health institutions, all kinds of stuff, accounting, all of those things, and has a wealth of knowledge. And now as the C12 chair, she puts CEOs together and we go over the biblical things. We go over how to do our business better, how to see our business as a ministry. And we're going to talk about how that connection is a benefit to us. So Cami, tell us a little bit about you real quick and tell us how you got involved with C12.
Excellent. Thank you, Jeff. So to begin with, my background is I'm a CPA, but don't hold that against me, please. That's where I started, was in public accounting, working and doing lots of different things for different businesses. I moved out of that into private accounting, where I worked for one type of company. And then I felt at the time I wanted to do something more. got into teaching at the university level a little bit, and then ended up becoming a coach. And I worked with an organization for over 18 years, coaching, developing, and training the owners and their teams and how to work better together. So that kind of called me into, and when I felt God calling me into C12, through a variety of different incidents that God made it very clear, He wanted me to help my Christian brothers and sisters with their businesses.
So you mentioned better together, and that is a great, I'm probably going to use that as the title of this episode, is better together. What does that actually mean? So for us in the C12 group, as we get together, how do you see that better together model enhancing each and every person's business and ministry?
Yes. So if you think about even the way God designed us, He didn't design us to be alone. Now, some of us are, our personalities, our traits are, we are maybe more comfortable being alone, or I'm more introverted and I'd rather not be around a lot of people. But what happens is you get that synergy together of one person says one thing and it strikes another person, and then they take that thought and it goes further and further and further. And before you know it, you get this collaboration of the group, and it goes somewhere that no one by themselves could have gotten there or even imagined, I think. It's amazing to get to see that happen.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we have the same kind of a unity and model with our SBCA, to where we come together as a group. We're there to support each other. We bounce ideas off of each other. And it's just a great picture of how we were created to be as individuals. Now, I know that in working with C12 and other organizations that you have, you've seen the benefit and the minuses of both sides of benefit of, okay, I've got to think outside myself a little bit. I need somebody else's counsel. And then the downside of, I can do this all on my own. Kind of share the ups and downs on that. Share some experiences there.
Okay, so first of all, when we start talking about, there are some folks who are so happy and free with sharing their thoughts and wanting to engage, that oftentimes that they might be sharing a little too much. Like, their personality type is such that, I know the answer. Oh, let me share. So those are the folks that oftentimes we need to like say, hey, wait, be still and let's listen, because if you're talking, you're not listening. And so that's one of the things that I think that we get by being in a group. We want to be, we want a group of diversified. It's all the body. And so different parts of the body function and have different areas that there are their strengths. Then at the same time, I've got someone who's quiet, who might even be soft spoken, and you might even have to lean in to hear every word they're saying. But oftentimes it's so valuable that, and they need to be encouraged. They need a safe environment to share. And so with bringing all of that together, that's what we have in having a collaboration, the unity, a group of different people sharing.
That's right. And so, yeah, even though they may not come from the same backgrounds or run the same programs in our instance, or maybe even approach things necessarily in the same way. For SBCA, we have camps, we have conference centers, we have people that are a little bit of both. We have people that only do very, very small things. We have people that do very, very big things. And so there's a large group there of eclectic ideas and backgrounds that all come together to make, just like it says in the word, the whole body, the whole complete unit, that we can go forward and do the mission together. For those people that are out there that say, well, you know, we're too
big. We don't need anybody else. We're kind of on our own. What would you say to somebody like that? And I'm thinking, you know, this is a podcast that's directed specifically at camps. And I've talked to some of those guys, and I love them, and I know them, and I understand what they're saying. But as an outsider, as somebody who's dealt with corporations, who's dealt with things, what would you say to somebody that says, I'm just too big, I don't need anybody's help?
Yes, so this is really interesting. I actually met with a group last week, and the group was very diversified. They were in the same field, but different types of businesses. And one of the owners, CEO, probably 30 years, he made the comment, he said, I got more ideas from this small group meeting with different folks that are not in the same exact business I am. He said, I got more from this than I have from in the past. And I'm so grateful. And and he was astounded that there's an idea. So I think part of it, Jeff, is having that open mind and having that perspective of saying, hey, what could I learn? What could I apply? And there, every single person at the table, large or small, there's probably an idea or two that's going to be like, hey, how does that apply to my situation? How does that apply to my camp? How does that apply to my business? How does it apply to my department? Whatever it is, I just see, and that's where I see God is saying, hey, I'm sending you people. I'm sending you these resources. Be open. Listen. Use them. So I love to see that happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think another thing that's often missed with that, and especially with the bigger areas, is, well, you're big and you've gotten there some way. You have something that you can offer to the group as well. So it's one thing to retain all of that and just kind of hold it in your own hut and keep it for yourself. It's another thing from a ministry aspect to be able to say, I'd love somebody else to be successful too. You have something great that's going on and I want to build into you. I want to see God move where you are as well as he's moved where we are. Here's the things that we have. And to be able to not only just gain that perspective, but to be able to share what you have with somebody else. Now, on the other side of that coin are people like me. Now, I am, as you know very well, I'm kind of an introverted person 90% of the time. You helped break me out of that shell a little bit in our group and some of those things. But to those that say, well, that's too much. I'm not, you know, how do we encourage them? How do we encourage them to come and be a part and just dip their toe in the water, as it were, to be a part of something bigger than themselves when that may be scary territory?
Okay. That's a good question. So I think about oftentimes, when we're going somewhere that is new, that I'm uncomfortable, maybe you look for somebody that you can connect with. That maybe they invited you, that you say, hey, I think that's a great idea, but I don't know if it's for me. Perhaps you try to find a friend before you go. Or maybe even when you go there, you might find a friend this is somebody I'm going to sit next to them for a particular reason. I think about having that connection to give you that confidence. That's one of the things that I would recommend is that, because I want you to go. And what I would say too is that everyone has something to contribute. There's going to be something that you thought, that you've done, that you've seen, that you've heard about, that you've read. I mean, a lot of times introverts are very well read. And so they're reading a lot and they have a lot of information. So now even just opening up to share that. I think too, with the group that goes, that's gathering, that collaboration will be furthered if we have trust. And so that's one of the things too, that in the groups themselves is for us to look, this is safe. This is a safe place for you to share. This is a safe place. You can trust these folks. We're all in the same boat. We're going in the same direction.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that's hard sometimes for people to see necessarily because they're, they're looking at themselves, they're worried about that, but if they can see and understand that. And I think the other part of that is that we have to be, and the people that are there that have been there a long time or been a part of the group have to be welcoming and creating that atmosphere of, hey, this is a safe and comfortable place. We want you to share your thoughts. We want to share your opinions. And that helps. That helps kind of nurture those along a little bit, to kind of goads them to come in and say, okay, well, this is the way I see this. And then it opens up that discussion of being able to do that. Now, with our particular group at C12, we have all kinds of businesses. I mean, it's crazy. And it's a wide range. And some of the businesses, the people that listen to this probably have done business with before, which is kind of cool in my opinion. Tell us a little bit about how, outside of, you know, we do have the SBCA, but there's other things. I mean, I'm part of the SBCA. I love going to the SBCA conferences. I love being a part of groups within the SBCA and doing that. But C12 has been extremely important part of my growth as a director. Tell us a little bit about C12 as an organization. And, you know, I know that they're everywhere. I mean, they're all over the thousands across the country, correct?
Yes, correct. So C12 is actually... our mission is to train and develop CEOs and business owners to build great businesses for a greater purpose. So that's what we're all about. And we're in pretty much almost every state in the United States. We actually have international groups. We have Brazil. Later this year, there's going to be a C12 group launched in Taiwan. And so internationally, that's really exciting. But the thing about this is the thing that, one of the things that drew me to C12 is that this is local. So I've led groups from, different groups of, professionals, and we would all meet in a central location, or we would meet somewhere here, but everybody is all traveling and flying in. With our C12 groups, these are very local. So everyone is pretty much driving to, you're in the community. You can have lunch with the folks around the table. You can have a relationship outside of just meeting during that once a month. And that, to me, the more we develop, the more we learn, it gives us more areas where we actually connect, communicate, and collaborate. So it could be business, like, for example, us even talking about, hey, we're looking at a proposal to build something new. And then my first thought was, well, wait a minute. Our church is building something. How about if I connect you, just have a thought with the builder of that, and who knows, like, that could end up being a great relationship. So if you think about that one situation and every single person and everyone that they know, It's just amazing to think about the opportunities and how God puts us together. And a lot of times you can only say, wow, that was a God thing.
Yeah.
Like it just, you see him working and you're like, no one else could have put that together.
Yeah. And it was funny is for our group, these are probably people that I would have never had an opportunity to meet outside of being a part of that. And being that they're in the community is such a, that's such a blessing. I can go and I can go have lunch with them. I can go call them up on the phone and know that they kind of have an idea when I'm fussing about the local, you know, government or something, you know,
yes.
Doing something
permitting,
you know, permitting and things like that. They have an understanding of those things. And even if they can't help, they can commiserate, you know, and that's kind of a very, very good thing, because I know often, we love being a part of things and of groups, and it's very valuable. What we tend to do that on a larger scale, but not on the smaller scale as well, because we get into our, you know, we're in our comfort zone of being a part of the big thing, but this local thing is new and it's a little scary at times. But there has been great insight that I have gained as a leader, things that I have learned from people that I guess I can say this and I'll edit it out if I can't, but I mean, a guy that owns a jewelry store, I gain great insight from a business that has absolutely nothing to do with what I do, but the way he sees it as a ministry and runs those things from accountants and different things like that that we have, I get insights that, that have helped me do things better where I am. And I think that's the value. I think that's the value that we see in a group like C12. It's a value that we see in having a close connection with people that get to understand you as a person outside of just you as a business. And I think that's valuable. And I think that's a value that we see in the SBCA on a global scale and in C12 in a local scale for where you are. I encourage you to find a local C12, find the chapter. You can go to the website. The website is?
Yes. The website is, it's www.joinc12.com. And, you know, and I think, thinking about that too, Jeff, is that very intentionally C12 has been around for over 30 years. And when they first formed, then they decided the idea, the reason, one of the reasons it's called C12 is there's 12 seats at the table. So there are 12 members. So the goal is not for me to get 50 people. You don't get to know 50 people.
Right.
But 12 you get to know.
Yeah.
You get to know 12 people. You get to know them really well. We spend a day together, the whole day out of the month. And that sounds like, oh my goodness, it's a big time commitment. And I know you felt that pressure,
yes.
But what happens is I get people out of what they're normally doing and I get them to focus on making myself, making my organization, making my business, making everything better. And I've got to get out of that, the daily grind, running on the hamster wheel. I've got to get out of it so I can see new possibilities.
Well, I'll tell you what it forced me to do, Kami. It actually forced me to better schedule my week so that I could make that commitment. And it's translated now into this is something that I do something different each week on that same day so I can keep a similar schedule. And so it tweaks that part of your life just in a good way so that you can be more productive. Well, I tell you, this has been, it's kind of like been drinking out of a fire hose a little bit, and that, you know, that's okay. But I encourage people to go to the website. But biggest thing from all of this is I encourage you to belong. We need that belonging. If you're listening to this and you're not part of SBCA, we encourage you to belong. We encourage you to be a part of that group. Come and find brothers and sisters in Christ who know exactly what you're going through, who have been, they've walked down those roads, they can help you out, but they want to love on you and they want to encourage you. And then go and find a local group outside of yourself, outside of your genre, and get outside opinions. It's from a group like C12 where you can get that encouragement. It is not just business people talking business. It's ministry. They're talking. We have devotions and there's discipleship. There's accountability that's included in it. And man, they will kick your butt if you don't follow through. And it's a good thing to have. So I encourage you. I implore you, get out there and do that. Kami, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Jeff, for being a part of the podcast. Thank you for what you're doing for the Lord and for my ministry and for all the other ministries that are out there. Any parting shots?
All I could say is that to me, I think that what we're doing every day, it's one of our prayers is, hey, what can we do to further the kingdom, to encourage those brothers and sisters? And it's all for Him, for His glory and His kingdom. Amen. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming on.
And that was my interview with Kami Hauser of C12. Check it out on joinc12.com. It has been a great help to me and my ministry. But another big help, and one that I encourage you greatly to be a part of, is our SBCA. Check us out at sbcamping.org. We look forward to seeing you again very, very soon.
This has been Jeff with the SBCA Podcast. Praying all the best for you, your camps, and your staff as you seek to give Him glory in all that you do. See you next time.
The SBCA Podcast is a production of the Southern Baptist Camping Association. Our theme song, First Day at Camp, written, produced, and performed by Caleb Gilbert.